Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Dr. Naomi Bernstein.
And we want to tell you about Calm the F*** Down, a guided meditation series from the Oversharing Podcast. This is something we've been planning for a long time. It's our most requested segment from the podcast. And these meditations are going to be between 5 and 10 minutes. They're going to be super quick because we don't have a lot of time. You're going to be so surprised how 5 to 10 minutes of really thoughtful meditations can transform your whole life. In addition to the first 4 meditations available at launch, we'll be doing 2 new meditations every single month. Plus, for the fans of Oversharing Podcast out there, you'll also get ad-free versions of every episode of the Oversharing Podcast.
So if somebody wants to become a subscriber, how do they join?
It's so easy. You just go to subscribe.betches.com and sign up now for only $4.99 a month. Or you can lock in our discounted rate if you sign up for the whole year. That's subscribe.betches.com. Or if you're in the Apple Podcasts app, you can just hit the subscribe button now and sign up in the app. It's as easy as that.
It's the Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen. They know. Folks, my guest tonight is a Tony, Emmy, and Grammy Award-winning actor you know as Wolverine, Jean Valjean, and the Music Man. He now stars in the new movie, The Sun. Please welcome back to The Late Show one of the greatest showmen, Hugh Jackman.
I love it.
Sir. Nice to see you again.
It's good to see you, too.
So, is this true? For those of you who did not get a chance to see it, I'm sorry they didn't, because as I said on the show last year, your Music Man, you and Sutton Foster, just one of the most joyful evenings of the theater I've ever been to in my life. Just...
Thank you.
Really...
Thank you.
Did
thank
the old girl proud.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gave that show enormous life. It was just so fun to be at. How many performances all together? Because I talked to you right before you started?
422. Wow. 422.
That's a lot, man.
And it's weirdly, it was a 40-year journey for me because I was salesman number 2 in 1983. And then about...
On the train?
On the train.
Oh, yeah. Got another territory.
Yeah, it was terrible. I'm not going to reenact it. But it was so surreal yesterday and so poignant, and it meant a lot. There were a lot of tears. It was a long journey because of COVID. I think we started 4 or 5 years ago in earnest, and then we had the break. And then to
come
back...
Right, it was literally like COVID shut everything down like a couple of weeks before you were supposed to open.
We were about to start, and so all of a sudden... Then I spent COVID like 3 days a week dancing and singing and then just keeping things going. So it felt not just like 422 performances. It felt like a journey that was so massive, and also being part of Broadway coming back. The audiences, I have to just say, the audiences, and I know some of you are here today who were there, were just incredible. And we got to thank them yesterday because, you know, a year ago, you remember, going to the theatre was a scary thing. And yet they still came out. Mm-hmm. And it means a lot to me. But it was a very poignant day.
Well, I would like to toast your achievement here. So I understand.
My understanding
is that you are a fan of an espresso martini.
I am.
Okay, so we have...
Whoa, you're going to make this?
I'm going to try to make this right here.
This is impressive.
Espresso martini. Okay, so what is...
Oh, is this pandemic skills, or is this going
way back? 100 is. Because we did the show from home.
Right.
We did the show from
home. Completely drunk.
Well, kind of, because who's going to police me while I do it? My friend John Stewart, shortly before COVID, gave me an espresso machine. And I found that the journey from my studio, which was our spare bedroom, to the bar, which was my kitchen, was very short. Okay.
And always open.
There you go. We'll do a little bit of this right there. There you go.
That.
And then do you do regular or decaf?
How no,
do you
let's
do
go regular. Come on.
Come on, let's stay awake.
I mean, last night, Deb, after a year, I went home to Deb, after not being home at night, and we finished the show at 6, and I was like, babe, 9 o'clock, I was asleep. She goes, oh.
No, I'm shooting.
That's okay.
I'm pulling you a shot right now. There you go.
She was like, really? After a year, you go to bed at 9. So this is terrific. If I have a little full, you give me the full bunger. Full bunger.
There you
espresso.
Go. Let's see what Thank happens you. Here. Now, while I'm shaking this up, if we can.
That's okay.
Oh.
All good.
Oh, nice hands. Nice hands. There we go. Hold on, we go.
There's none of it.
How cold do you like it?
Cold.
Extra cold. Come on.
All right.
All right.
Whoa!
You got nothing on me, Tom Cruise.
Yes.
There you go.
Would anyone else like? No, I'm kidding.
There you go.
That is impressive. I'll take it.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
And do you do this? Do you do this nonsense?
What's this? What do you got? Oh, look at you. Whoa, like fancy. That?
There you go.
Fancy.
I'll pour mine quickly.
How much is that, mate?
Sorry. Cheers.
Cheers.
Good to see you.
Cheers, everybody. Sorry. Mm. Mm.
Is it just me? Because I saw you after you stopped doing Wolverine and you got human size again.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? You look a little bumped up here. Are you coming up a little bit?
What are you talking about? What?
Do you really? How are you like excited to be big again, or are you dreading it? Because even your lovely wife Deb Furness said like it was ridiculous how big he got. Are you going to get that big again?
Of course. Come on, man. It's Wolverine.
How much? What do you have to do? How much? How many like chicken carcasses are we going to find in your green room after this?
It's 6,000 calories. It's about 6,000 calories a day.
What are we supposed to do, 2,000?
I think at the moment I'm building up. I'm like 5,000 calories. I wore a heart rate monitor as Harold Hill. So my trainer said, I need to know what I'm working with here because I'm trying to bulk up. So I burn 1,500 calories in the show 8 times a week. And she goes, oh, you got to eat. So I was eating 4,500 calories a day. And yeah,
as Harold Hill.
Yeah, and I'm sorry for the audiences in the front row. I'm sorry for my cast. I'm sorry for my wife. It was not pretty. But, and now I'm just eating and training.
But what does it do to your costume designers The Music Man if you're bulking up while you're playing this leggy dancer?
I split my pants 3 times.
And they were not breakaway pants.
They were not breakaway pants.
Yes.
And one was at the beginning of 76 Trombones where I jump up on the stage. I'm going to explain it. It was a rip. Here. Wow. Very dangerous rip, let me tell you. And I thought, everything's going to be okay. You know, I've got the dance belt on, the whole thing.
But sure.
In our show, we actually have children, like children. And right below me at the bottom of the stage is KK, lovely KK, who turned 8 during the show. And I'll just never forget her face going... And I just didn't have the heart to look down in case...
In case this was
that
a teachable
line of defense
moment.
Was not what I thought. So anyway, it was sort of okay, but yeah, she may never recover. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, KK. I'm sorry to her parents. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sorry.
Now let's talk about prepping to be this. This is for Deadpool 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ongoing beef
we
between
like,
Deadpool and Wolverine, but
like,
also
we like to call it Wolverine 10, if that's okay. Oh. Let's call it Wolverine 10.
Were there 9 other Wolverines?
I believe I've been in 9. Well,
yes.
No, including cameos. I've appeared 9 times.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yes.
And Logan, of course, being the last and the greatest.
Yes.
Of all of them.
Thank you.
Yeah. Several other people feel the same way.
A little slow.
A handful, handful of people. So you and Ryan Reynolds have got a little bit of ongoing beef going over the years.
Oh.
You recently
you recently
warned the Academy against something having to do with
song? At the beginning of the new year, I really wanted to put out a post that was positive, but I couldn't because I found out that a song from Spirited, which is a great musical that he and Will are in, and a song written by Justin and Ben, who wrote the music for Greatest Showman. I love them. They wrote the song called Good Afternoon. And singing on that song is Ryan Reynolds, and it was shortlisted for an Oscar. And I was like... I have to be on a set for months with this man. And if he gets nominated for best song, if he gets validated in any way as a singer, I am never going to actually get through one day, let alone 3 months. So, for the love of God, I know the nominations close tomorrow. Please, please. I love Justin and Benj. I love Will Ferrell. Please don't validate him. That's all I'm asking.
Well, we have to take a quick break, but stick around. We'll be right back with more Hugh Jackman, everybody.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hey, we're back here with the star of the new movie, The Sun, Mr. Hugh Jackman. Let's talk about your beautiful performance in The Sun. This is a prequel, in a sense, to the 2020 movie The Father, Florian Zeller, wrote and directed. Mm. Beautiful. I was a beautiful director. I interviewed him for that, for The Father. You got to work with Sir Anthony Hopkins in this. I've spoken to the man once, and it changed my life. Yeah. Tell me what it was like to do scenes with him.
It changed my life as an actor, and we got on really well, and he still texts me, and every time he texts me, I go, look, 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 look. Wow. Texting him back, like, yo, what up, you know.
How's it hanging, Tony?
Here's what's amazing. He's 83. Sorry if nobody knows that. Sorry, Tony. He's 83, and it's a great lesson for any upcoming actor. He had one day on set, and the producers apparently were freaking out because they said this scene's going to take 2 days. And yeah. Florian was like, don't worry, I know him, one day's enough. And he has a certain, whatever it is, 12 hours. He has to be back in the hotel after 12 hours. Now, he woke up that morning so excited at 3 a.m. that he just got in a cab. And he came out to the set, which was on Long Island, and he arrived at 4:45 in the morning on set. There was one security guy there just to make sure no one broke into the house overnight. Yeah. And Anthony Hopkins. So, officially, he started the clock at 4:45. Now, no one turned up till 7:30. He's 3 hours into his day, unbeknownst to him. And, of course, everyone was freaking out. We came in to do the scene, and I'll never forget the first AD said, you know, would you like a rehearsal? And he just went, that won't be necessary. And we just
shot. Would you have liked a rehearsal?
I wanted, yes. I wanted to go for 9 days. I wanted to keep going. Anyway, and he did the first take. And the first take, I'm sitting there, like, not far, much further from you. Yeah. Just going, this is one of the greatest days of my life. We had finished shooting his side by 9:30 in the morning. He just came in, and every take he did was so good. We turned around, the camera's onto me, we finished me in an hour. And then at the end of it, he goes, the scene's done. And then Anthony turned to the director and said, I just want another go. Can I have another go? And so we turned all the cameras around again, and I said to the director quietly, I said, it was so brilliant. Why do you think he wanted to go again? He said, I just think he missed acting because of the pandemic. He hadn't acted in 18 months.
Sure.
He said, I think he missed it and he wanted to have another go. And that's sure. who he is. He was... he loves him.
We have to take a break. Stick around. More Hugh Jackman in just a moment.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Hey, everybody, look at that. You know who that is? That's Hugh Jackman, everybody.
The story of The Sun focuses in many ways on mental health. And you said that you were, am I right, something of a hot mess making this movie. I believe I'm quoting you correctly. You seem like a fairly well-adjusted person. Why were you a hot mess doing this movie?
So the movie, just to give people an idea, it centers around The Sun, is played by Zen McGrath, Nicholas, who is a 17-year-old going through a mental health crisis. No one's really sure. I've left his mother. I now have a new wife and a baby and a moved house. There's a number of factors going on, but it's unclear as to why he's gone into this dive of depression, and he's really, really, really struggling, not going to school, and no one knows what to do. And every scene is this terrifying fear as a parent where you don't know what to do. You don't know how to help. You're doing your best. Everything seems to not work. And I think diving into the material as a father, as an actor, and also I'm still a son. You know, my father passed away during filming. Oh. And I think I was just confronting a lot of things as a parent, fears that you have, and I just wasn't sleeping very well. I found myself getting really thinking a lot and a lot emotional turmoil, and I think it was just part of giving over to the part and part of, I think, giving over to the story. And I just sort of went with it. But thankfully, thank God, my wife was with me. My kids were with me. It was COVID. We were in a bubble, which was amazing for me, and they really helped get me through it.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear about your father. I did not know that you passed. Mm. We have a clip from the movie. It's you and your son. Is there anything we need to know?
Yeah, it's not long after I found out that he hasn't been going to school and he's been lying to me about it. I've really been trying to help him and feeling that we'd be making progress, and all of a sudden I've realised there's been a lot of lies, a lot of deception, and I'm at my wit's end, basically, I think.
Jim?
Take back what you just said, Nicholas. Do you hear me? You take back what you just said now.
Ass
me? An ass me? Haven't I always done everything for you? I stayed with your mother for years for your sake. So why are you saying this? Why? Why? Tell me why. Is it because I fell in love with another woman? Is that my crime? How is that any of your business? I have the right to reinvent my life. It's my life, you hear me? It is my life. I'm sorry, Nicholas. I don't know what just happened.
As a dad, it's hard to watch that.
Yeah.
As a dad, it's hard to watch that.
I did hug my kids, especially Ty, that night.
I was wondering. I can imagine playing this role and sort of being in the middleman as son and father at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm especially after the passing of your father, did it make you think differently about your job, your role as a father, and your relationship to your family?
I think I'm a different parent now because of it. I think I'm more open to being vulnerable with them, saying things like, I'm not sure, or, you know, realizing that sometimes I may be preoccupied by something going on with me, like I'm preoccupied about the opening of The Music Man, for example, and then realizing that they may think they've done something, and just me not communicating, because I'm thinking, I don't want to burden them with that, doesn't help. And so now I find myself saying, hey, guys, sorry if I feel distant. I'm really nervous about this thing, and if I've gone off in my head, it's nothing to do with you. And they seem to really appreciate it. I've got a 17 and 22-year-old. And I think that idea of communicating more, not necessarily not just because you're the father, you don't have to know. You don't have to know what to do or what the best thing is. And it's okay to say that. And then, of course, they use that and wrap you around your little finger, you know.
As well they should.
As well they should.
Hugh, lovely to see you.
Thanks for the drink.
Here. You're most welcome. The Sun opens in theaters this Friday. Hugh Jackman, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.